for the latest arts news now with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hello, Jason. The nominations have been announced for the Australian Directors Guild Awards. This year's interesting because for the first time, directors for nominated feature films have been split into two categories. So there's films with a budget over $1 million and films with a budget under $1 million. And in that big budget category are Warwick Thornton for Sweet Country, Garth Davis for Mary Magdalene, Joel Edgerton for Boy Erased, and Anthony Maras for Hotel Mumbai.
All men.
Yes. In the direction of feature films with a budget under $1 million, there is one female nominee, Donna McRae for Lost Gully Road. She's up against Christopher Kay for Just Between Us, Dustin Fennelly for Stray, and Jason Perini for Chasing Comets. You got any favourites, any picks there, Jason?
In the big budget category, I think Warwick Thornton. I mean, they're all talented directors, but I don't think any of the films are or will be their best films, but probably Warwick Thornton for Sweet Country.
Okay, well, we'll see if the judges agree on the 6th of May when their winners are announced.
6th of May, okay. And speaking of awards, there's been a rule change at the Emmys.
This is going to affect three TV shows, American Horror Story, The Sinner and American Vandal. And previously, these shows had all been eligible for entry in the limited series category for the Emmy Awards. But from now on, they're going to qualify as regular series instead, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Basically, for the last 7 years, American Horror Story has competed in the limited series category. That was previously called the miniseries category. And it's done pretty well there, Jason. It's got a host of nominations, a handful of wins, and it's been able to enter that category because it's been in this anthology format. It had no ongoing storylines or characters from season to season, so each season could be entered as a limited series. But in the most recent series, some actors have started to reprise roles they'd previously played, which pushes them into the drama category, which is a lot more competitive. And, you know, apparently this all came to head because of Big Little Lies back in 2017. That won the Emmy for limited series, and I don't know if you remember this, but just after it secured the nomination for limited series, HBO came out and said, oh, that's actually likely to be a second season, which means it wouldn't have really been in contention in that category at all.
Yeah, yeah. Staying in America, you've got an update on the college admissions scandal, which just goes on and on. Yeah,
I know you know this story. 50 people arrested over a $35 million scheme to help wealthy Americans cheat their children's way into elite universities. You'll remember there are a couple of Hollywood actresses that were implicated. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and Transamerica. This week, she pleaded guilty to taking part in the scam. She is likely to face some jail time, probably just a matter of months. She's also agreed to pay a $20,000 fine and restitution. And I should note that that's only a bit more than the $15,000 she and her husband, William H. Macy, allegedly paid to have their daughter's answers corrected on a college entrance exam. And this is already having an impact on her career too. Netflix has announced it will delay the release of her latest film, When They See Us, until later this month. Another film, Otherhood, has been pulled from the schedule altogether. Meanwhile, the Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, excuse my pronunciation there, have been hit with new charges. They had already been charged with racketeering conspiracy for their alleged role in the scheme. Now they're also facing money laundering charges, and Jason, they could be facing up to 40 years in jail.
That's massive. Okay, finally, Claire, a Grease prequel is in the works. I know you're more happy about this than I am, I think.
Any musical theatre news, I'm happy. I'm going to play you a little bit of music just to set the scene, Jason. You feeling the romance, Jason? You'll probably remember that's the movie from the very start of the film. Danny and Sandy are frolicking on the beach, falling in love.
Yep.
And apparently that story is the idea behind the new film, Summer Loving, about their early romance. John August has been tapped to write the script. I don't know how this one's going to pan out for Paramount. I mean, Grease is a huge title for them. It's still, they re-release it all the time. But Grease 2, you'll remember, Jason, didn't go so well. So who knows how a Grease prequel will be received.
Well, watch this space. Thank you very much, Claire. It's Claire Nichols there with the Arts News.